Good morning and welcome to another online Awaken sermon. I am back at my familiar spot. It's been a couple of weeks, but the sun is shining. It is, I mean, it feels like 70 degrees out here, so I'm working on my tan. It feels good to be outside again, does it not? Signs that spring is emerging. And as we begin today, let me just say, it has been one of those weeks. You ever have a week like that where it has just been one thing after the next? That's been my experience this week. So it's Thursday and I'm ready for the end of this week. You know what I'm talking about. Tuesday morning, woke up, went down the stairs into the basement, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye something that didn't look right. Something looked out of place. Look a little closer and I realize there is about an inch or two of water covering one of the rooms in our basement. Yeah, we had some plumbing issues resulting in a leak. So I had to call a company to come in. They ripped up the flooring, cut out some of the walls. Insurance has been here. Now it's time for the rebuilding. And in order to dry everything out, they are running these fans nonstop. 24 hours a day. I think there's five of these industrial-sized loud fans that are running through the house, which means there is absolutely no peace and quiet. It is driving me absolutely insane. So I have to make it through until Monday. But we'll get through it. But yeah, when you have a week like that, it's sort of just, it's like a punch in the gut, you know? It just drains the energy from you. You have all these high hopes and expectations for what the week's gonna bring, and then something like this happens, and it throws you for a loop. You're on the mat for a while. So I am slowly picking myself up off the mat, but I had a sermon in me, and it's a sermon that I've been working on for a couple of weeks now. I've actually been thinking about this sermon for a couple of weeks because maybe you don't wanna be reminded of this, but it has been a year since we've been in this odd cycle, this odd way of living that we've been going through. It's been a year. Today, Thursday, March the 11th, marks one entire year since WHO has declared COVID a pandemic. So for a year ago to this particular day, we have been living with a pandemic in our midst. And I look back at my files and I notice it has been a year since I gave that first Awaken sermon online, March the 15th. By the time you listen to this on March 14th, it's basically been one entire year since I sat inside over there on my kitchen table delivering an Awaken sermon. And maybe you're like me and you think back to what it was like a year ago. And just remembering the oddity of the situation, the abnormality, just living in different rhythms and ways that we weren't used to living. I remember when we made the decision to cancel church, we thought, all right, probably going to be canceled for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, maybe the entire month of March. Yeah, all those plans didn't really go that way. And then going to the grocery store, that was a bizarre experience, seeing all the shelves empty, not being able to get paper towels, toilet paper, seeing everyone all masked up. Yeah, it's been a weird time that we've been living in. And what I thought we would do today is we would look back over this past year, because it's always important for us to look back over where we've been in order to move forward into the next phase of the journey. And I think there are reasons for optimism right now. I think there are some cracks where the light is beginning to shine through. And so we don't want to be too optimistic, but at the same time, we want to prepare ourselves for what's next. We want to prepare ourselves to move into the next phase of the journey. We want to be optimistic about it, but also not put a time frame on it. We want to say, yeah, we're going to leave this cycle. And as we do that, I want to spend this morning, I want to spend some time reflecting back on where we have been, where we've journeyed together over this past year, because there is a lot there. And I think it's safe to say that we have been through a lot together. Now, in the Bible, there's a book known as Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy, to me, is a really interesting book because Deuteronomy, it's a sermon. It's a really, really big sermon. It's not just like a 20-minute or 30-minute sermon. It's not even an hour-long sermon. This is chapter after chapter. It would have been a few hours here, maybe a couple of days, of Moses delivering a sermon to the Israelites. And where we find ourselves in the story is the Israelites have been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. So yes, COVID has been awful for a year. It's been difficult. It's made our lives extremely hard. Imagine 40 years of being a nomad, 40 years wandering around in a wilderness. Here are the Israelites. They've been wandering. They haven't had a home. They are on the cusp of entering into the promised land. They're leaving one journey for an entirely new journey. They're about to step away from everything that they've known into something new. Something is now beginning for them. And instead of just rushing into this new beginning, Moses, he hits the pause button. It's like things have been playing in real time, and then he just hits pause. He freezes everything. And then he delivers this sermon looking back on where the Israelites have been, reflecting on everything that they have learned in those 40 years, and even before those 40 years happened. He took some time for them to dive into everything that they had discovered together as a community. And here we are, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. We have a tendency to forget. We have a tendency in life to get through things as quickly as we possibly can, so that we can enter into the next phase. Or sometimes we go through really, really difficult moments in life, maybe like this past year that we've experienced together, and we forget about it. We forget about the lessons that we've learned when we're looking back over where we've been. And if we don't actually take the time to reflect, to write down what we've discovered, it's almost as if those lessons, the wisdom that was right there for the taking gets lost. So what Moses is doing is something that is, I think, really important for all of us. And I think it's really important for us to do right now. It's hitting the pause button, looking back on everything that's happened over the past year, so that before we move into the next phase of our adventure, we can take the wisdom of the past with us. So in order to do that, I came up with four questions for us to ask ourselves. So here are four questions to ask as we reflect back on where we've been March 2020 through March 2021. The first question, what truths have you learned in the past year? What have you discovered to be true? A little while ago, I received an email blog post from a doctor that I follow. And his blog post was entitled, Five Lessons That I've Learned from COVID in the Past Year. The first one, the number one lesson that he learned is control only that which you can control and let go of all the rest. Yeah, control only that which you can control and let go of all the rest. How much time, how much energy do we spend trying to control things that are in reality outside of our control? I do it. I mean, just this week, we had a flood. I wish the flood hadn't happened. I wish I didn't have to rip up my floors. I wish I didn't have to have the insurance company come in, disrupt my schedule, disrupt my life. I wish I didn't have these fans with the constant hum in my head just driving me absolutely bonkers. Yeah, I wish it didn't happen, but the truth is I can't control it. It happened. So this is a truth that I'm reminding myself right now. This is the truth that I have to constantly remind myself. This too shall pass. It'll pass. It's temporary. It's for a season. I'll get through it. Maybe I don't know how, but one step at a time. It's how you get through everything. You don't try to go after the whole thing at once. It's just one small step at a time. Then you look back and you realize, yeah, I made it through. I mean, I think this is one of the really big lessons that we're learning right now. We're really smart. We have made incredible advancements over the years, and we're going to continue to advance. But no matter how far we advance individually or together as a society, there will always be things that are out of our control. The wisdom is to learn what those things are and to control only that which you can control, and then let go of all the rest. Don't carry the things that aren't yours to carry. Don't try to control and manipulate every situation. You will drive yourself crazy. It's a lesson that was taught to me in the email. It's a lesson that I've experienced over the past year, that I'm experiencing right now. And the truth is, here's something else I've discovered. Be present in every situation. Be present to your life. You only have one life. Don't wish away a year. For me right now, don't wish away the next couple of days. Oh, I can't wait till Monday. Yeah, well, you know what? Then I'll miss the beauty of this day. And taking advantage of the fact that it's like 70 degrees out here and I can get outside, I can record a sermon outside. I don't have to be inside my house listening to that hum, that constant noise. So yeah, what are the truths that you have discovered this year? What are the lessons that you've learned? Where is the wisdom that you can carry with you into the next phase of the journey? So that's our first question. What are the truths? And I would highly encourage you, grab a pen. You know I'm big on this. Grab a pen, grab your notebook, and just start writing. It may take a while. Go for a walk, get a cup of coffee, sit by a fireplace if that's your thing, whatever it is. Pen, notebook, and just start mining your past. Start excavating this past year. What have I learned? What have I discovered? What can I carry with me to help me through the next step? And then the next one after that. And then here's a second question. Where have you experienced God in this past year? Where have you seen God? There was a lot of darkness over this past year. Many of you have suffered incredible loss. Where's the light? Where'd you see the hope? Where did you experience love? Maybe it was a phone call from a friend calling just to check on you. Maybe someone sent you a card in the mail. Maybe you had a weekly Zoom meeting with your friends over martinis. And that kept you going. That kept you moving. Maybe there were moments when you felt depleted, lost, directionless, and then you said a prayer. Or you had a moment of silence and you were reminded that you're not alone, that the Spirit's with you. And you felt this encouragement, a lifting, that on your own you knew you couldn't produce that. Maybe there was a moment when you felt encouraged and you felt carried. Over this past year, where have you experienced God? Where did the Spirit sort of just carry you along? And I want to make a disclaimer, because I guarantee you there's one person, two people, a handful of people listening to this right now, and you're saying, nowhere. Nowhere. This entire year, God's been absent. Yeah, I want you to be honest about that. Admit it. Acknowledge it. You know what? I haven't seen God anywhere. This year, it's been pretty crappy, and I haven't experienced any hope. Just be honest about it. There are periods that we go through in life known as the dark night of the soul. Moments when it feels like everything is hopeless. when it feels like God is just a distant idea, far removed from your situation. It happens to all of us. Somewhere along the journey, we will all experience the absence of God. Maybe that's been you this year. Acknowledge that, if that's you. A couple weeks back, we looked at a quote by Mother Teresa. And one of the things that has stood out to me about Mother Teresa is her honesty. And after her death, a bunch of her journal entries, they became published. They became public information. And what was discovered in these journal entries is that she had many, many dark nights of the soul. Many moments when, to her, it felt like God was distant or absent. And she said something that I'll never forget. She said, you know, I've had these moments when it feels like God isn't there, when I can't feel the Spirit with me. But in those moments, I choose to love God anyway. I love it. Mother Teresa, someone that many of us look up to, that we respect as a follower of Jesus. And she says, hey, it's normal to feel the absence of the Spirit. Keep loving God anyway. Keep pursuing the path of love, hope, and grace. So this year, where, if anywhere, have you experienced God? Where have you seen God in your life? And then again, write it down. What was the words of Moses? Be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart. I love that picture. Don't let them slip from your heart. Carry them in your heart everywhere you go. May they compel you forward. Whenever you're feeling down, hopeless, be reminded of that which has carried you in the past. And then here's the third question. How have you changed as a person? So I did this earlier this morning. I took this picture, I took two pictures, I put them side by side, and I created an image. If you were to look back through over the entire collection of YouTube videos over this past year, you would notice something. My hair has grown considerably longer. And it's funny looking at the progression of videos, or the progression of my hair growth throughout the videos. So here I am, here's a picture of me, split screen, of me from the first sermon I gave, March 15th, 2020, and the sermon I gave last week, last Thursday, that I recorded it. I don't even know if you can see that. It's looking very blurry. Maybe you can see it. I'll post it on my Instagram page so that you can see it. But yeah, things have changed. My hair is quite a bit longer. Week to week, my hair looked the same. But when you look at where I was a year ago to where I am now, things look very, very different. That's how change works. Day to day, you don't notice it. But when you step back and look at the big picture, wow, I have changed so much. I guarantee you, you are a changed person. You are a different person than who you were 1 year ago to this day. So what is it that has changed in your life? Have your values changed? The things that you value in life? The things that matter to you? Have you changed what you spend your time on? There are some things before COVID that you were spending your time on and you came to realize, wow, those things are just a waste of my time. They're not bringing the life that I desire for myself. What about how you spend your money? Is there anything that you were spending your money on before COVID and you've gone without it? And you're thinking to yourself, I don't need that. I don't need that. I want to use my money in a different way. Has your perspective on anything changed? Your perspective on life, on God, on your job, friendships? I mean, I've heard from quite a few people who have said, you know what? There were some friends that I had before COVID, and then I came to realize they weren't really good friends. They weren't serving me well. And so I started spending more time with these people and less time with these people, because this was the group that got me through this. This was the group that encouraged me and kept me going. So what has changed in your life? How are you a different person today than you were a year ago? It's a sign of how the Spirit's been at work in your life, whispering to you, pulling you forward, ever so slowly transforming you into a different person, a person who is more filled with the attributes of Jesus. So the third question, how have you changed? Write it down, sit with it. And if nothing comes to mind, grab some of those good friends and ask them, say, hey, you notice anything different about me besides the length of my hair? What's different about who I am and who I am becoming as a person? And then here's a fourth question for us. And this is a great question to always be asking ourselves. What path are you currently walking? Later on in Deuteronomy, when Moses gets to the end of the sermon, he talks about two different paths that are before the Israelites. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. It's their choice. They can walk down the path of life and prosperity, a life that makes them feel more alive, more full of their truest selves, the people that God desires for them to be. Or they can choose to walk a path of death and destruction, a path that actually takes them away from life, that leaves them feeling disconnected, that takes them further and further away from their truest selves. What's the path that you currently are walking? Are you moving further and further? Are you going deeper and deeper into the path of life, of fullness, a life where you are filled with joy? Or do you find yourself right now walking a path that is taking you away from joy, that's actually draining the life from your soul? We all have a choice in the path that we walk in life. Will we choose a path of joy and fullness, or will we choose the path of bitterness, of closing our hearts off to all that is good about this world? So take some time, sit with that question. And I think the first three questions will sort of help you make sense of the path that you're walking, but where are you currently going? If you were to map out where this journey you're on right now would take you 5-10 years from now, do you see yourself moving in a good direction? Do you like the direction that you're walking in? What is the path that you're currently walking? Yeah, so there's four questions for us. Four questions as we reflect back on a year of craziness, a year of hardship. And here's what I would love to see happen. I would love to see all of us, every single one of us, that means you, join us Sunday morning, 11 a.m. on Zoom. Because together, as a community, we're going to sift through these questions. And we're going to ask ourselves these four questions on Sunday morning. And I understand we won't have had that much time to sit with them, to explore them, but we'll just start exploring them together. And here's what always happens in community group and in large group conversations. What happens is someone says something, and then it sparks something in someone else. And they realize, oh my goodness, I'm learning that too. Or you know what? You just put words to that which I was feeling. So much of our journeys are similar. The particulars look different, but they're universal in scope. Because here's the thing I know about you. You want to live that life of grace and joy, mercy, compassion for yourself, for others, for the world. You want to live a life that's deeply connected with God. That is why you are listening to this right this very minute. And together in community, we're able to help each other, encourage one another. We can see what we've been missing when we hear the words of others and how others answer these questions. So I hope you'll join us this Sunday morning, 11 a.m. on Zoom. There'll be a link in the description of this YouTube video, and I will see you on Sunday morning. So my prayer for you this week is that you would hit the pause button, that you would look back over this past year, and you would excavate all the lessons, the wisdom that you've learned. My prayer for you is that you would be surprised at how much is there. May you write all that wisdom down so that you can remember it, so that it doesn't slip from your heart, so that you can be a person who moves forward, who takes one step after the next down the path that leads to life, an overflowing abundance, the life that Jesus desires to give to each one of us. So may you experience that life this week. Grace and peace to you this week, my friends.